Thursday, March 1st. President was pretty well tied up during the day, and I spent most of the time on getting my things cleaned up. Had a call from Billy Graham, mainly about Marvin Watson. He thinks that if Connally switches to the Republicans, Watson would do the same, that he's a man of equal ability, brains, decisiveness as Connally, that he could be brought into the government and is interested in the post office. And even though he is considered the heir to Arm & Hammer at Occidental, Billy suspects he would be open to any top position. He's smart, has guts, religion, and total loyalty. The reason he didn't come into Democrats for Nixon was that Lyndon Johnson told him he could run for governor of Texas, but he'd destroy his chances if he did that, and that stopped him. He wants to be considered on Nixon's team. He has deep concern regarding what's happening in the post office. And he's extremely pro-Nixon, so Billy wanted us to consider that. I did my Newsweek interview, and it went reasonably well. They asked nothing about the Watergate or any of that sort of thing, and they claim they're doing a straight cover story on me, so maybe it won't be as bad as we have been afraid it would. Mitchell called and said that Hal Bruno of Newsweek had talked to him, and he thinks it's going to be a favorable speech too, a piece too, but they do keep coming back to the Barbara Walters interview and other things that try and make me out as a super conservative type. The POW problem was solved today as the communists folded and agreed to release the men within the next 48 hours, so the president hanging tight on that paid off. They've now gone back to the Paris conferences. Golda Meir visits going without any major incident, apparently. The president had a long session with her this morning and then dinner tonight. Big problem today was the Indian uprising. They have laid siege to some area or holding hostages and all that sort of thing. The president was only mildly interested in it. End of March 1st.